Hi, this is Pastor Casey. Thank you so much for listening to a testimony of one of the people of the Elevation Church family. We at Elevation believe that God is alive, and He wants to have a relationship with us that is living, powerful, and active. And you're about to hear one of those testimonies of people living out that reality that Jesus talks about, where He stands at the door and He knocks. And when we open the door, He just wants to come in and continue to have a deeper and more real and powerful relationship with us, so that our lives can truly encapsulate that verse that we serve a God who does more than we could even ask or imagine. So thanks for listening, enjoy it, and know that God wants to do the same kind of things in your life as well. Be blessed.
Good morning.
All right.
So I have a two-part testimony. January 25th, 2012, I was at the gym, and the elliptical is where I do my thinking best. So I decided to pray for the full, 30 minutes instead of listening to music or doing anything else. And I just prayed that God would show me what He wanted for me instead of what I wanted. Just that what we believe on the inside would show on the outside. And so it was a 30-minute, just head down, no music on, eyes closed, prayer. And so I got off the elliptical, and I go into the locker room. And even as a kid, when I would read the Bible, I just did the random flip and put my finger. And I still do that. That's just, I figure if it's meant to be, I'll find something I need. So I did that in the locker room with my phone. And I got James 2:20, you foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? So I thought it was wrong, so I tried it again. And then I got verse 26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without deeds. So I didn't know what to do with it. I just put it in my closet, you know. Figured it'll show it in time. So about a month ago, 5 weeks, I was at work. I work at Costco, and there's this lady and her husband, and he's pushing and pulling a basket, and he's got a crutch, and he's got a full cast, and she's in the electric cart, and I'm watching him go by, and nobody's helping him. So I grab a basket from him, and I follow him out. While we're talking, her and I start talking. Excuse me. And she tells me, just out of nowhere, and I've been talking to her for 5 seconds, she tells me, oh, you know, I just had a hysterectomy a week ago, and that's why, you know, I can't really walk, I'm tired. And I was like, oh, you know, that sucks. I had back surgery three months ago. I kind of know the feeling. And then she tells me, and he needs surgery in a month, and I'm like, man, it's something else. And randomly, out of nowhere, she tells me, and I just found out I have breast cancer. And she had her 11-year-old daughter with her. And she didn't even tell her daughter yet. Because 2.5 years before that, her daughter's dad died. And the feeling I got, my heart just broke for somebody that I don't even know. And so I knew that it's something I had to do something. what to do because I'm at work and I've never done this before. So I walk them out and I'm just making small talk and we're talking and we're standing out there and the husband offers me a cigarette and I tell him I don't smoke and I'm at work, you know. And so it ends up being a really calm situation. But we're standing there in the parking lot. Cars are waiting to pull in and, you know, I'm stalling because I don't know what to do. So I just told her, I said, I hope I don't offend you by saying this, but I feel like I'm supposed to pray for you. But I don't know if now's the time, but I want you to know I will be. So she gave me a hug. She told me thank you. It meant a lot to her. And when I started walking away with the basket, I just started praying, you know, give this family a break. Thinking they needed something, you know, positive, something good right now. So over the course of, you know, 5 weeks, I think about her every once in a while, pray for her. So 2 weeks after that, we came to Awaken last month, and we've been here for almost a year, and that's the first one we've come to. And I didn't even think about it at the time, and I hope it's okay that I share it, but one of the things, like Casey said, it was amazing, everything that was going on. And one of the things that was shared was Don had a vision of a brick wall. And each brick had a different ailment, and one specifically was cancer. And I didn't really think much of it. It just, to me at the time, it sounded great. You know, we're going to knock all these bricks out and save all these things and change the world. I don't think that was me. So, and that was 3 weeks ago, I think. And then, so last week I'm at work, and I just got to work. Day did not start like the best of days. I didn't feel like being there. I'd been there like 2 or 3 minutes, and I walked through this crowd of people on the front, and I walked right by this girl, and it was her, and I didn't even see her. And Nancy can tell anybody here, I've had people in my house that I don't even remember later, so I chalk it up to being a guy. So I got about 5 feet from her, and I stopped, and I turned around, and I was like, you know, she was looking at me like I just walked right by her, and I didn't remember her. And I walked back to her, and I asked her, how are you doing? And so she told me that, you know, she found out she had stage 3A, and I've heard that 4 is pretty bad, so I guess she was up there. And the week before that, she had the surgery to have her breast removed, and they got all the cancer out. And she said for the next 5 months, she just has to take medication, but she's clean. And so I'm standing there in a crowd of people, and it's almost like a scene from a movie. Like, you just focus on that one person, and everything around was moving fast, but we were just talking, and it was like slow motion. And she gives me this huge hug, and she told me, I just want to thank you for all your prayers. And, you know, then they left. And they weren't shopping. I think she might be was getting a prescription or something, but it's like she was almost there just to tell me. And, man, my whole day just flipped. You know, I couldn't wait to tell everybody what happened. And I just, it's amazing, you know. And healing doesn't have to come by miracle. I mean, it can be through an operation, you know, he's guiding those hands. And so it was just huge to see 5 weeks later, something that I prayed about diligently happen. And And so last week I was sitting here, and Sophia was singing. The song was History Maker. And I zoned out. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear any of the words. I couldn't tell you what it was about. And I was debating, you know, something told me I should come up here. And I don't do speaking in front of people, so I tried every reason to fight that. See where that got me? So I was getting this visceral feeling in my stomach, and I was getting emotional. I was starting to sweat, and I was thinking, like, great, now I know what I need to do. And I came out of this, like, trance I was in, and I asked my wife, I said, did she just say, like, I'm going to stand and I'm going to be a speaker? And she was like, no. She said, I'm going to be a history maker. Like, you're crazy. Like, don't bug me. I'm worshiping. And something just wasn't right. And I was like, no, this isn't right. And so right when we were done, I beelined it up here. And I asked Sophia if she has her lyrics. And she gave me the sheet. And I took a picture of it. And one of the lines in the chorus says, I'm going to be a speaker of truth of all mankind. I'm going to stand. And then later on it says, well, it's true today that when people stand with the fire of God and truth at hand, we'll see miracles and we'll see angels sing. And so for me, that was just more like confirmation that that's what I needed to do. And so the two parts is one with prayer, with real prayer, anything is possible. And we talked about elevation being a place that people will come to be healed. And I agree. And on the other hand, the other side of that coin, I don't think it stops there. I think people here need to know that we have to go out and do that elsewhere, not just here. And the second half of that testimony is we need to be disciplined and more obedient when God speaks to us and do what we're supposed to do. Not be afraid of rejection or timing or the right words, because if it's coming from God, then it's not going to go wrong. And, you know, I learned that in the parking lot. So God spoke to me 14 months ago, and I didn't know what to do with it until now. And we just need to be more bold, as Casey was saying, and we need to step out in that boldness and that faith. And if it's laying hands on people, or if it's just letting people know that you're going to pray for them or do what you're called to do, that's the only way that we're going to go out and make a change in the world, which is sometimes messed up. And that's the only way that, like, God's love is going to shine to the rest of the world, is if we take those chances. That's it.
Boom. Yeah, yeah. Good work, bro. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you for listening to this testimony from the Elevation Church family. And if you were inspired today, know that God wants to work in your life in the same way. And I would encourage you to lay that before Him and bring your prayers, knowing that God wants to do beyond what you can even ask or imagine, because you are His beloved child.